Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton County Chamber held their trivia on Friday night, November 3rd. There were 11 teams that participated with great questions by Aaron Rawls. The evening was enjoyed by many with a wing bar provided by Foxy's and paid for by PNB. It was a great night for all and a great fundraiser for the Chamber. The 4-H Spin Art Club will start Tuesday, November 7th, and run through December 12th, every Tuesday after school until 4:30. It is open to 2nd through 5th graders with a cost of $20 to cover all costs. Unless you're already a 4-H member, then it is free. You will make one or two crafts each session once a month. Drinks and snacks will be provided, and it will be taught by teen teachers. There is still time to sign up. Plans are underway for Christmas on the Square, which will be sponsored by the Hamilton County Rotary. A big day, actually a big weekend, on Friday night, December 2nd, there will be a trivia. This will be a video trivia with all Christmas questions. If you'd like to sign up, contact the Extension office, as we will be taking sign-ups here. Then the next morning, we'll kick off with Breakfast with Santa at Fox Meadows Apartments at 108 South Pearl. It will be pancakes and sausage served from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with a cost of $5 for adults and $3 for kids 3 to 12. Under 2, eat free. Then you can go next door to the old high school gym and enjoy the Holiday Bazaar, which will go from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. There are still a few vendor spots available. If anyone would like to be a vendor at the bazaar, contact the Extension office at 643-3416. Next, youth will be able to go to Santa's workshop, which will be from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the courthouse lobby. All youth can go and pick out 2 free gifts to give to family members, either parents or grandparents. So each youth can pick 2 wrapped free of charge. Then the lighted Christmas parade, which this year's theme is A Favorite Christmas Carol, will begin at 5:30. Then following the parade, there will be games in the courthouse basement and a visit with Santa, and each youth will get a mug filled with goodies, and this is sponsored by Hamilton County 4-H, and there will also be free hot chocolate and cookies in the courthouse basement, which is sponsored by Hamilton County HCE. Hopefully, it'll be a great day, spend the whole day enjoying Christmas on the square. Then that evening, you can wrap it up by attending the 10 Mile Baptist Church on December 1st or 2nd from 6:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m., One Starry Night. You can visit the city of Bethlehem and take a journey back in time to a live nativity experience. This is free of charge, and it will be held at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. Hamilton County 4-H held their achievement night on October 23rd. There were several awards given that evening, and I will be announcing some of those over the next couple weeks. Those winning individual experience awards in the bronze category were Addie Brown and Shania Brown. In the silver category, we had Benji Bernard, Finn Bowling, Hayden Davis, Brooklyn Durbin, Corbin Hood, Luke Schilling, Faith Showalter, Jonathan Showalter, Brinkley Sutton, Sky Talbert, and Lena Wilson. Then in the gold, which is the highest county honor, we had Blue Barrow, Leah Bowling, Emily Cox, Lainey Davis, Aiden Hood, Emma Hood, Maddie Karcher, Cecilia Leakey, Serenity Smith, Gracie Walker, Shiloh Willis, Granger Wilson, and Ava Winternheimer. The gold winners, there were several who also qualified to have their records go on to state for state judging. And in those categories, we will be sending 6 for state consideration. In project learning, that will be Maddie Karcher, Lainey Davis, Gracie Walker, Shiloh Willis, and Granger Wilson. And in community service, that will be Emily Cox. We wish them the best as their records are judged at the state level, with those winners being announced in April. There were also Excel Awards given that evening. Those are given to kids who excel in certain areas. Communications went to Nola Lanis, Community Service to Shiloh Willis, Leadership to Emily Cox, Personal Growth went to Gracie Walker, and Project Mastery went to Aiden Hood. Congratulations to all these youth on a great year in 4-H. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.